President Donald Trump says he is studying whether guns made by a three-dimensional printer should be sold in the United States. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The idea doesn't seem to make much sense." He added that he spoke to the National Rifle Association about the issue. The NRA is the largest American organization representing the interest of gun owners. Trump's comments come as 8 states and the District of Columbia are taking legal action against his administration for permitting the release of the gun printing plans. They say anyone following those step-by-step directions could use 3D printer technology to create a gun out of plastic. State attorneys general are the state officials who can bring cases against the federal government. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson is leading the case against the Trump administration. He said the gun printing plans are a danger to the public. "These downloadable guns are unregistered and very difficult to detect, even with metal detectors, and will be available to anyone, regardless of age, mental health, or criminal history," he said. The 8 states and the District of Columbia argue that permitting people to make their own guns violates state controls over weapons. Officials say that 1,000 people have already downloaded the directions for plastic guns. A Texas company created the designs. They enable anyone with a 3D printer to make the parts of a plastic gun that would cost just a few $100s. The same directions are also at the center of legal action over whether they can be made available to the public. The State Department had ordered a gun rights activist to stop providing the directions. State Department officials said the plans violated U.S. export laws. The activist, Cody Wilson, argued that the ban violated his rights under the U.S. Constitution. In June, the Trump administration changed its position to permit publication of some instructions. Gun experts say plastic guns may not work without some metal parts and that they could blow up in the hands of users. They add that 3D printing technology can be very costly. I'm Jonathan Evans.